Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve the Almighty, the Most High God, the Omnipotent One, the High and Holy One. We're lifting Him up tonight, and we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your favor, your grace. Oh, we praise you tonight, Lord God. We come to give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving. You are the mighty God. Oh, you are the one that we need, oh God. You are the one. Oh, it's not our mother or our father, but it's us, oh Lord. We need you, Lord God. We need you tonight. We need you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we need you like never before. Father, if ever was the time we needed you, it's now. Now, now, now. Oh, we come to praise you. We come to align with your perfect will. And we are so grateful that we can say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, thy righteous name. Definitely you are the King of kings. Most definitely you are the Lord God Almighty. Nobody can compare to how awesome, how great, how powerful, powerful God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, tonight we come to repent before you, Lord God. We come to ask your forgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that we've done. Everything, every error. Everything that we've done against you. You only have we sinned and done these things in your sight. Oh, God, and we ask forgiveness for every error, every transgression, every trespass, everything in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, forbid any abominations that we've done to you. Forgive us, Lord. Create in us that clean heart that we need. Renew a right spirit within us, oh, God. We're calling on you tonight like never before. Oh, God, if ever was a time we needed you, it is now in 2020. July 23rd, 2020, we are calling on you. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Help, 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 help in the time of need. Oh, Lord, you will never abandon us. You are always with us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, even in the midst of a pandemic, you are with us. Oh, yeah, you won't ever leave us. You won't ever forsake us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Ah, thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you tonight. You're an amazing Father. There's no God great like you, no God holy like you, no God powerful like you, no God mighty like you. We say, have your way in Jesus' name. Well, good evening, everybody. Oh, thank you so much for coming on. Family Vacation Bible School for fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins, the whole family, yes. We thank God for the family. God is doing great things in your family, my family, all the families of the world. Yes, He knows them by name, by fingerprint, by the number of hairs on their head. He knows them. He created them. He blew His very breath into millions and billions and trillions of people. Oh, yeah, He's an amazing God. That's why He's God, because He's amazing. He can do all things. And you know what He said about us? That we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. He strengthens us, yep. He strengthens, even when we don't ask for strength, He give it to us. We go like, God, oh, my God, help, Lord. But even when we don't ask, He gives us the strength to get up every day, go about our daily activities, to breathe. Yeah, we breathe because of Him. He's blowing His breath so we can breathe. Isn't He awesome? Oh, my God. Oh, my. And guess what? He don't slumber. He don't sleep. He don't never get tired. Isn't that amazing? And one day we'll be just like him when we get that glorified body. But right now, we wait on him. He has the perfect time for everything. Well, today our theme on Family Vacation Bible School is a spiritual foundation. Lay one in your home. A spiritual foundation, lay one in your home, and this is what you should lay, the foundation that God gave in his word. A spiritual foundation, lay one in your home, lay the foundation God gave for you, for us, in his word. So you know you got to pick up the Bible to see what he put in there. How you going to know what the spiritual foundation is? Yeah, you need God. We need God. There's nobody who don't need him. I mean, you know, at one time none of us thought we needed him, but we soon found out that we can't do anything without him. We need him for everything, for our very breath, for the movement of our limbs, for our brain to function. We can't do it without him. Hallelujah. He's an amazing God. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Well, we have the Turner family on with us today, and Micah Turner is going to read 1 Corinthians 3:11. Good evening, Micah. How are you?
I'm good. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
1 Corinthians 3:11. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. So that's the foundation we all need in our home, the foundation which is Jesus Christ. That may be a secret to some of us, but that's the foundation. We let you in on a secret tonight. The foundation we got to lay in our homes is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, we have a song from the Turner family tonight. What are y'all going to sing?
Amen.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Son of man.
Okay,
son
go
of
ahead.
Man.
Thank you. Tell me the name of that song again.
Son of Man.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate it. All right, Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for Jesus. Yes, well, we have a song the Turner family is going to sing about Samuel from the Bible, the Bible. Samuel, he was a great, great man of God. All right, we're ready.
Samuel, why don't you answer me? Samuel, why don't you answer me? I'm calling your name.
Amen, amen, amen. Awesome. Samuel, he heard God calling his name. Is God calling your name? Can you hear him? Yes, he's calling you, but can you hear him? So we thank God today that we can hear God when he's calling our name. Yep, we want to hear God when he's calling our name. All right, well, Lily Turner is going to read the story about Samuel, a boy who could hear the voice of God. How you doing, Lily?
I'm doing good.
All right, what's the name of the story you're going to read?
A Boy Who Could Hear God's Voice. Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Before Samuel was born, his mother prayed to God for a man child, and she promised God that she would give him back to him. God heard Hannah's prayer, and he granted her request. Now, after Hannah, Samuel's mother, weaned him from her breast milk, she kept her promise to God, and she took him to priest Eli, who prayed for her before baby Samuel was born. Priest Eli taught Samuel the ways of God, and Samuel ministered unto God before priest Eli. One day, Samuel was sleeping when he heard someone call his name. Samuel, Samuel, the only ones in the temple were priest Eli and young Samuel. So Samuel got up out of his bed and went to priest Eli and said, "You called me." Priest said, "No, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." Soon after Samuel got back in his bed, he heard that same voice call him again, "Samuel, Samuel." So he got up and went to priest Eli again and said, "You did call me." Eli told Samuel again, "Go back to bed. I did not call you." So Samuel obeyed priest Eli again and went back to bed. God called to Samuel a third time, "Samuel, Samuel." So Samuel got up again and went to priest Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then priest Eli realized that the Lord was calling Samuel, and he said, "Go lie down. And if he calls you again, you must say, 'Speak, Lord, thy servant hears.'" So Samuel went to lie down, and he heard the Lord's voice. And the Lord said, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, your servant hears." The Lord said to Samuel, "I will do a new thing in Israel, at which both ears of everyone that hear will tingle. It will be a shocking thing."
Amen. Thank you, Lily. Lily is an excellent reader. I thank God for the Thomas family. The song about Samuel and the story about Samuel is taken from my book. The second book that God wrote through me is called Our Little Angels Around the World. So I thank God for allowing me to write that book and another one. Well, our theme is a spiritual foundation. Lay one in your home. Lay the foundation God gave in his word. Spiritual, having to do with the human spirit or soul, the relationship between God and man that could be summed up under four headings. 1, holiness. 2, the gift of the spirit. 3, life in the spirit. And 4, the discipline of the spirit. Foundation, the support of something such as an idea, a principle, or a fact that provides support for something. Jesus is our only foundation. 1 Corinthians 11, "For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. It's good for us to go to church as a family, but you also need to build a spiritual foundation at home. Deuteronomy, which was written by Moses, whose mother probably sang and instilled God's word in him before he went to the palace. He learned the ways of God, and he was educated by the great teachers during King Pharaoh's time. Moses was a great teacher and a great prophet. What do you think could have happened had he not been taught about God when he was very young? Because he had a very solid spiritual foundation, he prepared for the call of God before he left for the call of God at a very young age. He rose up and took his assignment reluctantly. He gave God every excuse he could think of, and God patiently listened to Moses' excuse and gave him everything he needed to do what God had purposed him to do before he was born. Let's look at Moses' book in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. The Lord our God is one God, and you shall love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength. I command these words to be in your heart, and do not forget to teach them to your children diligently when they get up in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. Let them memorize them. The Bible has two parts, Old Testament, New Testament. In the Old Testament, there are the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament has several parts. It's divided up. They're divided up into the books of law. There are five books of law: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. There are 12 books of history, beginning with Joshua and ending with Esther. There are five books of poetry, beginning with Job and ending with the Song of Solomon. And there are five major prophets, beginning with Isaiah, and the last is Daniel. There are 12 minor prophets, beginning with Hosea and ending with Malachi. There are three major divisions of the New Testament that they are divided up like this. There are five Gospels. There are five Gospels. Can anyone on here, I'm going to unmute lines. So I wanted someone on here who could tell me, just to give me just a few minutes. I'm going to unmute all the lines. Who could tell me what the Gospels are? Hold on. Don't start yet. I want you to give me your name, and I want you, somebody's got their phone, that's a little bit of noise in the background. So if you could, if you're talking to somebody else, you could mute that for me, please. I would appreciate it. I know you didn't probably know I was going to unmute your line, but I'm unmuting the line. Is there someone on here who could tell me what the five Gospels are? State your name and tell me. All right, go ahead. Tell me your name and tell me what they are. Hello.
I think I got it.
I'm sorry, I may have to go back and unmute some of the lines. Say your name again.
Chanel Mason.
All right, I'm sorry, hold up. I may have to go back and unmute some of the lines. There's too much noise. All right, tell me one more time.
It's Chanel.
Chanel?
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell me the five Gospels, Chanel.
Matthew.
You have to be really careful about what you're using now on. Right. Sharing with you,
Okay, Matthew, Mark, look at that. Okay, I'm going to go back and mute the lines. It's too much noise. All right, thank you, Chanel. She's from Kalamazoo, Michigan. All right, I don't know where the noise is coming from, but I'm going to mute some of these lines. Too much noise. All right, look like I found who the noise was coming from. You know, we have several people on here tonight. So if you would be a little bit considerate of us and mute your lines, I appreciate it. All right, thank you, Chanel. Chanel, how old are you?
7.
7 years old. Tell us one more time, and we can hear you clear, baby. Tell us the five.
7 years old.
Go ahead, baby.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, X.
Amen. Good job, Chanel. Thank you so much. All right. There are 21 epistles, beginning with Acts, ending in Jude. There's one book of prophecy. Can someone tell me the name of it in the New Testament? One book of prophecy. State your name and tell me. Can't hear you. Somebody on the line, no? All right, well, I'm not going to even tell you that one.
Revelation.
I didn't hear your name.
Tekla.
Tekla, Revelations. Thank you so much, Tekla. Yep, she's in New Orleans area. All right, thank you so much. So these are some of the things that you can teach your children, but it looks like some of them know it already. When you're talking, when you're taking them for a walk, as you can ask them, what are the books of the major prophets? You can ask them, what are the minor prophets? What are the books of law? As a family, you can make creative booklets with the Bible characters and draw pictures of their story. For example, Moses as a baby and Moses with the Ten Commandments in his arms. You can teach your children to pray God's word. Psalms 23 is a good beginning. The Lord is my shepherd. Do your children hear the voice of God? Your male children, your female children? Let's look at Samuel's life. His mother Hannah prayed for a man-child, and she made a promise to God, and she kept her promise. Who can tell us? Somebody who did not speak, who could tell us what promise Samuel's mother made to God? What was the promise? Give us your name and tell us the promise. Hello? Who knows the promise that Samuel's mother made to God? She vowed
she
to God.
Promised that.
Say your name.
This is Tyrese. She promised that she would give her son back to God.
All right, that is correct. She promised that she would give her son back to God. All right. And she earnestly prayed, she wept, she cried, she searched for God daily with all of her heart to give her a man-child and that she would give him back to God. Thank you, Tyrese. Appreciate it. She kept her promise. She told him, she took him to priest Eli, who trained Samuel to the ways of God. But Eli trained Samuel, but he neglected to train his own sons to the ways of God. So don't forget, train your own children. You may be training children in the church, but also train your own children to the ways of God. Samuel's name means name of God or God has heard. Samuel was a prophet and a judge who obeyed God. His mother and father gave him a spiritual foundation. Every child deserves and needs a spiritual foundation. Who do you have living in your house? Do you have a modern-day Samuel, a modern-day David, a modern-day Esther, a modern-day Deborah? Do not neglect to give them a spiritual foundation. You may not know who's living in your house yet. Maybe God didn't reveal who it is yet, but it's somebody great living in your house. Greatness is on the inside of every child, every human being. Don't let the world snatch your children and use them for the devil. Let's pray for every child to have a spiritual foundation. All right. So I'm going to call on, let me see here. I'm going to call on Pastor Turner. If you could pray for every child to have a spiritual foundation.
Yes, Lord. Right now, Lord God, we come totally depleted of everything that we said, that we did, that we thought in our mind. Lord God, now we connect to you in this prayer. Lord God, we bind anything that will try to stop our children from getting to that promise that you promised to us, that inheritance right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the firm foundation that they are on right now when they turn their life totally to you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we pray that the cares of this world and the distractions of this world won't take them away from the blessings that you have in store for them when they walk in you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we bind anything that will try to come to them to throw them off right now in the name of Jesus. Against the distractions of movies, televisions, the movies on TV, the sitcoms, we come against the music right now in the name of Jesus. It is, let them know that it is fun being holy, that it is boring to know Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the things that you're going to show them in dreams. You said you will pour all your spirit on all flesh, Lord Jesus, and our sons and daughters shall prophesy. So, Lord God, we connect to that, Lord God, and we loose those things upon their lives right now, and we put that edge of protection around their minds, that their minds will stay on you, Lord Jesus, and that they will understand that this is great being in the land of the living, and that they do have a purpose. They do. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. So we understand this, Lord Jesus, and we come against anything that will say that it's just a light, it's a light thing. This is heavy. You still have power in the name of Jesus. You have power to speak things into your life and into your parents' life that is good, that is healthy, that is rich. So let us all have unity in the name of Jesus. And I speak that over every household and every child right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will come to you totally and experience the love that you have. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Turner. Powerful prayer. We have my spiritual mother on here from Jacksonville, Florida. I thank God for her. I tell you what, she's a powerful prayer warrior. Her name is Minister Mary Scruggs. Mother Scruggs is what I call her. Good evening, Mother Scruggs. How are you?
Good evening. How are you all?
Oh, we're doing great. All right. She's going to pray for her family tonight. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, dear. Mm-hmm.
All right. She's going to pray for families all over the world tonight. Thank you, Mother.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just bless you tonight. We glorify you, Father. We honor you. And God, we thank you that you're the God of all power, God of all might, God of all comfort, and God of all strength. And God, as we pray, Lord God, for these families, Lord God, oh God, we just thank you, Lord God, for unity in the family, or in the bloodline, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God, that even though we're going through this pandemic, God, we know, God, that you are God all by yourself, and you are the one, God, that we look to, Father. We just thank you, oh, for your hand of blessings upon us. There's people on this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercies and your loving kindness and your truth and your faithfulness toward all generations, oh, God. And we just thank you, Lord, as we pray, oh, God, for the families, God. We just thank you, God. We decree and declare, God, that they are fit to join together in one man, Father God, loving you with the God kind of love. And, God, we thank you, God, that they are people, Lord God, that holds you dear into their hearts. And we just thank you right now, God, for all that you're doing at this time in our lives and their lives, oh God, because God, we know, God, this has been an easy time, but God, we know that we have you, and God, you make all things well for us. You make all things that we'll be able to stand into in all situations and all circumstances. And God, we just want to honor you for that, and we just thank you, Lord God, for all your goodness and your mercy and your love and kindness and your truth to all generations. And Father, we thank you, God, as we have made covenant, we are covenant with you and we are committed to you, O God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of the shepherd, O God, that quickens us, O God. God, we just thank you for God. Yes, God, we thank you for that we walk, that we will walk as families in uncompromising integrity, God, that we will we will spread throughout, uncompromising integrity that will spread throughout our lungs and give birth to help the marriages and even their businesses and social activities and their personal convictions, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the covenant and commitment toward each other, Lord God. The husband and wife love each other, but the God kind of love the children. Oh, God, love each other, God, and love the families, one, stick in your hand, oh, God, and we thank you for the love that causes them to perform under the covering of the spirit, of signs and wonders and miracles, oh, God, with the love, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for even discipline and for discipline and maturity, strengthening and straightens, God, and does not make a weak or crooked, God. We just bless them to stay, God. We thank you for more than enough to meet every need on top of every circumstance. We say they shall not want for any good thing, God, as they walk around right before you. Father, we just thank you, oh, for the family, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you that these families are putting it on together, God, in their mind, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, oh, God, for your anointing that breaks every yoke. Oh, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. The enemy has planned for families, for these families, God, has already been taken care of. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, for your love and your comfort and your strength again to this bloodline, God, in the name of Jesus. Every family, oh, God, is blessed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you that God has calling us for such a time as this, oh God, to minister the grace and the mercies of God unto the lost world too, Father. Oh God, we just thank you right now, Father God, for this family. We bless them abundantly, Father. We thank you that they shall not want, as I said before, for nothing, God, but they shall have everything you have need of, even in this pandemic, Father. We just thank you, God. Oh God, this is a time and a season, oh God, and we know that God is with us. And God, we thank you that the Lord God is on the throne and he establishes and the throne is established in mercy.
Please,
oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Mother. Keep going.
Oh, I'm sorry, huh? Oh, yes, God is established in mercy and you set upon it in truth, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you for justification in the Lord, and we thank you that you said that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Almighty. God, I would say, oh, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you would clearly and declare, oh, God, the end from the beginning. God, we just thank you, Lord, and we thank you for your counsel at this time. We thank you for families. We just thank you, Lord, God, that they would be wrapped in you, Father. Listening to you, Lord God, knowing what to do at the right time and knowing what not to do, oh God, in the right time. We thank you, Lord, for keeping them. We thank you for keeping your hedge of protection around about them and the children. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord, for their love and their comfort and strength that they pour into each other during this time and season. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless them, Lord God, and we just glorify you for what you're doing in the lives of your people, God, in these families, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer, Mother Scruggs. Hallelujah, amen. All right. Well, you know, Job says, we shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and thy light shall shine upon thy way. Well, this young woman is a great young woman. What? Listen, listen, listen. What did you say? It's who in what year? Let's fast forward to 2027. We know this is the year 2020, but we're going to fast forward to year 2027. This young lady was tops in her class from kindergarten through college. She graduated with honors every year. She contemplated becoming an attorney or a judge, and she knows she may still be, after she finishes touring, ministering to stadiums of young people all over the world. Did you guess who it is? Tammy McGee. She sings, worships God, and prophesies to large events, youth, McGee Family Ministry for Christ. Tamia, am I saying your name right?
Her name is Tamia McGee.
Thank you. God uses Tamia McGee in poverty-stricken countries all over the world, speak to the youth and their families and give them hope for the future. Tamia tells them at Jeremiah 29:11, she says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, to purpose you and give you a hope and a future." Tamia McGee makes sure every child gets a Bible in their own language when she tours. Tamia has the gift of teaching and has a special anointing on her life to reach those who have learning blocks, mental retard, slow learners, to the most brilliant and gifted children. She has the gift of healing, 1 Corinthians 12:28. And when she is teaching, praying, and singing under the anointing, children as well as families get healed. She can prophesy the house down, and when she finishes, many children begin to get healed. Many accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior that same hour. After completing her doctoral degree at the University of San Juan in Argentina, Tamia McGee graduated magna cum laude with a degree in agriculture. She is a great in management, marketing, finance skills, and an entrepreneur in the family business, McGee's Blessing Business. Tamia McGee and her family have blessed families financially and spiritually all over the world. Let's give a great big kudos to Tamia McGee, a mighty young woman of God. Yay, Tamia!
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the word from God. Amen.
Amen. So now we have Minister Tasha McGee and her daughter Tamia McGee. They're going to do whatever the Lord is instructing them. How are y'all doing today?
Okay, we're doing fine. Thank the Lord. It's a blessing to be on the line. My daughter is here, and she has a little toothache, which she's been suffering with. But we still have a scripture for you all, and we've been going through children's scriptures, and this is what God said. God calls children a true gift and a blessing, and they are children are filled with joy, love, innocence, and laughter. All things that adults can lose sight of as they grow older. But it's also our job to make sure we cherish these gifts in our kids and nature, their fates, as they become adults themselves.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And this is what God is telling us, and we have a Bible verse for a child, Tamia McGee.
Psalm 127, "Behold, children are heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. The good news, children are rewards from God. So we learn His word to truly cherish His gifts."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, Tamia McGee. She's a great, mighty woman of God. Her mother is training her up in the way that she should go, and we appreciate her so much. All right, We have all the way from Kalamazoo, Michigan, Chanel and Justin. How are y'all doing, Chanel and Justin?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for asking. What are you guys going to do? You going to sing or pray?
We're going to sing.
All right, go ahead.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones from him below, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.
Woo! I love that. That's awesome. Oh, my God. I just love
you
all so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I tell you what, their grandmother is training them up in the way they should go. They live all the way in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I thank God for the children on tonight. And you know what? Even though Minister McGee's daughter, Tamaya, had a toothache, she pressed her way, and she's a child, 12 years young. I thank God for you, Tamaya. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch her tooth, heal her gums, heal her tooth, remove the toothache, oh God. You are the great and mighty physician. Lord, you are a doctor in every kind. You're a dentist. You're an eye doctor. You're a physician, the great physician. Oh, we appreciate you, Lord God. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we are grateful to the Most High God for all that he's doing, all that he's going to do, and he's done great things. I'm telling you, God is such a good God, a great father. Oh, yeah, he's a great father. You know your father's gone to glory? God is your father. You don't know who your father is? Never know? God is your father. So I thank God, the father of all fathers. Well, we have the Turner family on with us. They're going to sing another song. We thank God for them. Hallelujah. What are y'all going to sing? Hello? All right. They'll sing later. The Turner family, y'all on?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Y'all have another song you would like to sing, or you want to sing it later?
We'll sing it now.
Okay, go ahead. Turner is fortunate and extremely talented. Since Isaac was a child, he was a walking mathematician. He could solve the most difficult mathematical equations. He skipped several grades in school because of his brilliance in all subjects, like Daniel and his friends. He started college at age 11 and completed it by age 13 with his doctoral degree. His dissertation was on the masterpiece of God, Ephesians 2:10. Before Isaac was shaped and formed by God, God knew him and what he created him to be. God's thoughts of Isaac are more than the grains of sand. Isaac never talked baby talk. Most of the time he sang and talked whenever he got ready and had something valuable to speak to someone. He had the tongue of the learned and a voice that was out of this world. Isaac Correa, the famous gospel singer, sang great songs, but Isaac John Turner sings greater songs, very prolific as well. Isaac traveled and still travels the world during tours in Japan, China, India, Indonesia. Name a continent Isaac hasn't been to, and I'm here to tell you he's on the way. Isaac doesn't need an interpreter nor a translator. God gifted him to speak and understand many languages. I introduce you to Master Isaac Turner, who is God's masterpiece. Hallelujah! Let's give him a hand.
I receive it.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. God loves the children, and he loves you too. We are all his children. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Well, we have a dynamic, mighty woman of God on with us from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Woo!
She is a singer, a prophet, a leader in the body of Christ. I introduce you to Prophetess Inez Cheatham. And I don't know if I have her phone unmuted or, I mean, hold on. Prophetess Inez, you there?
Yes, Pastor, Sister G. I'm here.
All right. We're glad you're
on. God bless you and all the family tonight. Thank you for this opportunity. And I'm going to share a little song here called We Can Build a Dream with Love. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We can build a dream with love. We can do it if we'll take hands together, reaching out to love this world. Oh, we can build a dream of God with love. First the giant, lion, then the bear. Next the giant, and we can declare, we'll put Jesus first in all that we do. The word of God and prayer will take us through. Yes, we can build a dream with love. We can do it. We can do it if we take hands together, reaching out to love this world. We can build a dream of God with love. First the lion and then the bear. Next the giant, we can declare. We'll put Jesus first in all that we do. The word of God and prayer will take us through. We can build a dream with love. We can do it, come on, if we take hands together, reaching out to love this world. Oh, we can build a dream of God with love. Yes, we can build a dream with love. We can do it if we take hands together, reaching out to love. reaching out to love this world. We can build a dream of God with love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we can build a dream of God with love. Praise God. Men, women, boys, girls, we can build a dream of God with love. And then this next song, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. This next song is, we're going to have to live this out. Hallelujah. We're not going to be able to see the Lord unless we do this. This body of mine is His temple, His home away from home. And I must keep it spotless, hallelujah, for Him, thank you, Jesus. I must stay ready, ready or not, He's coming, for His coming, thank you, Lord. Swept clean with truth and love. My body is the only temple that the Holy Spirit can dwell in until Jesus
Amen.
Comes again. And so
Amen.
We all need to be able to say this next verse. Thank you, Lord. Sin doesn't live here
anymore.
Sin, doesn't live here. I've given myself to Jesus. I'm a living sacrifice for Him. We got to be able to say that, children, adults. Hallelujah. Our body's the only temple that the Holy Spirit can dwell in until Jesus returns. We've got to keep ourselves swept clean with truth and love. Hallelujah. Holiness. Hallelujah. That's what He's crying out, calling for. Hallelujah. And sin doesn't live here anymore. If you really want to, you can sing it with me. Let's say sin doesn't live here anymore. Sin. Thank you, Lord. Doesn't live here anymore. Sin doesn't live here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Anymore. Hey, thank you, Lord. God's temple must stay holy. God's temple. Woo! It must stay holy. Thank you, Jesus. And I must keep it spotless. That's why sin doesn't live here anymore. Come on, say it with me. No, 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 no. Sin, you gotta go. Doesn't live here. Thank you, Lord. Anymore. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, sin, you can't live here. Doesn't live here. You gotta get out anymore. Say the blood of Jesus is against you. Ooh, yeah. God's temple. Talking about our body. Oh, it must stay holy. Keep it spotless. Listen up here, devil. I say sin. Thank you, Jesus. You can't live here anymore. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can build a dream with love, and sin doesn't live here anymore. Love has taken over. God's love has taken us over. Thank you so much, Prophetess Inez Cheatham from New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you so much. Well, we have another mighty woman of God on with us. She has traveled to many foreign countries, foreign lands all over. to preach the gospel. She's a pastor, a prophet. She's been to China, Africa, and, oh, my God, many other countries, nations. She's a missionary. She's a minister of the word. Let's greet Apostle Carol S. Bow from South Florida. She's going to pray for families all over the world tonight. Good evening, Apostle Bow. How are you?
Good evening. I'm fine. Thank you. So good to be on the line with the saints of God.
Amen. Good to have you on.
Amen. Tonight we'll be declaring the word of God from Deuteronomy 7 and 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we come tonight, Lord God, because we love you, God. We thank you for the families all across the world, Lord God. We stand in the gap praying, oh God, for the families, for the unity, for the bond of unity, God. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against the unity of families shall prosper, God. Although the weapon is formed, it will not prosper. Our God, we mm-hmm. thank you that you honor marriage, for marriage is right in the sight of God. And we thank you for the families, God. We pray tonight for generations tonight, God. We declare the generational blessing because we love you, Lord God. Your word declares that you will bless them that love you thousands of generations. And we come standing in the gap for a generational blessing upon our family, Lord God. We come standing in the gap saying save our family, God. Your word declares if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, not only shall we be saved, but our household. And tonight we stand in the gap for our household, God. We say save our family, God. Save our children, Lord God. Save our seed, Lord God. We declare thousands of generations, oh God, in our bloodline that will serve God. We call forth the apostles, pastors, prophets, evangelists, and teachers that will come forth in our bloodline, God. We call forth the next generation of intercessors that are coming forth in our bloodline. We command them to take their post now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We call them out of dry places. We call them out of dark places, God. But we thank you, Lord God, for a generational blessing upon our seed and our seed, God, that they will serve God. We thank you for marriages that will give God glory. Our sons will marry godly women. Our daughters will marry godly men. And they will rear their children in the household of faith, Lord God, to serve you, one Lord, one God, and one baptism, Lord God. Oh, God, we come standing in the gap saying, save our family. Save generations, Lord God. Oh, God, preserve our bloodline tonight, God. Preserve our families tonight, God. Even in the midst of this pandemic, Lord God, where families and generations are being wiped out, God, we declare your blessing upon our family. We declare the blood covenant over our family, God, that you will preserve our seed, God. Preserve them that they will give you glory, Lord God. Keep our families together, Lord God. Love covers sin, because love covers sin, Satan. You will not have our family. We lose the spirit of forgiveness in the home. Mother forgive father. Father forgive children. Children forgive parents. Parents forgive children this day, God. We thank you for love covers sin. Oh, God, we lose the love of God in these families. The love of God in the home, Lord God. Let your love abide, Lord God. We thank you for a forgiving spirit, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you today, Lord God, for moving by your spirit upon these families and homes, oh God, upon our country, Lord God. Keep the unity of families together, Lord God. Make a way, God. Open doors. Lord God, thank you for the husband and wives being on one accord. Thank you for the husband and wives being unified, Lord God. Strong families, God. Strong families, Lord God. We pray the strength of God upon the families, God. Where we, God, you are strong, God. I pray your strength in the homes, oh God. The love of God abide in the home. The peace of God abide in the families, Lord God. And we thank you today, God, that you will preserve our family, preserve our bloodline, preserve generations that will come forth, Lord God. We're praying now for generations, not only generations that we see, God. We pray generations that will come out of our bloodline, that will give you glory, God. Generations that will declare your word, Lord God. We speak life to our families. We speak life to our bloodline. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing in these families, on this land tonight, Lord God. And we give you praise and we give you glory for the great and mighty things that you're doing in the families, that you're preserving them. Preserve the families, preserve the home, preserve the families, God. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen.
Amen. Woo, my God. Powerful, powerful. Thank you, Apostle Bo. We really appreciate it. Can you tell us some of the countries you've been to? I know some is China. Where else?
We've been to Japan, the Philippines, amen, South Korea, amen, Ghana, Uganda, amen. We had several other trips planned this year, but due to the COVID-19, we had to postpone them for 2021. So we just believe God and thank God for the international doors, all in the Caribbean islands, the BVI, St. Thomas, amen, Jamaica, Bahama. So we just bless the Lord for all the other countries that he's yet sending us to, and it's just an honor to serve God.
Amen. We thank God for you, mighty woman of God. We thank God for you taking time to come on to be with us on Family Vacation Bible School tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, listen. Have you ever been in a situation and you didn't know what to do? Well, listen to these situations. We have the Turner family on with us. Who's going to do the first situation?
This is Tyree.
All right, go ahead, Tyree.
So the situation is your friend is talking to you about how they want to commit suicide. And if what would you tell them to change their mind about it?
All right. Says your friend is thinking about committing suicide. What would you tell them to change their mind? State your name and tell us what you would tell them. Hello? Somebody, anybody, what would you tell them? Your friend's thinking about...
This is Levi. I'll tell him that he's worth it.
He's worth what?
He's worth it, but he doesn't have to kill us himself.
Oh, okay, he's worth staying alive. Okay, got you, baby. Thank you. Awesome.
And
all right, we're going to do one
tonight,
and then we'll save the other ones for next week. All right, who's going to do the second one?
This is Levi.
All right, go ahead, Levi.
Your friend just started smoking weed, and then he asked you if you wanted to smoke some with him.
All right. Would somebody tell us what you would do? Your friend said, "Look here, can't you smoke a little bit with me? What's wrong? What's wrong? You too good? Come on, can you smoke?" What would you tell him? Somebody other than the Turner family, tell us. Hello, anybody, somebody, everybody. All right, Turner family, I guess y'all going to have to answer tonight. Nobody don't want to answer.
I will answer. This is Sister Tekla. When
right,
he offers weed, I would tell them that weed is actually a drug, that it affects your thinking, and if it affects your memory, it affects your it also affects your body and your emotions. So it opens the door for Satan to attack your mind and your body and your spirit and soul. And because of that, I wouldn't like to give opportunity for Satan to take control of my life.
Amen, amen. All right, we'll go ahead and take the next two. Go ahead. Who's the next one?
Hi, I'm Chanel.
Okay, Chanel.
I would tell them, no, I won't take it, you shouldn't take it either.
Oh, my God, I have the mouth of babe. Thank you, Chanel. Awesome.
You're welcome.
That was good, Chanel. She'll tell him now. How old are you, Chanel?
7 years old.
7 years old. My God, she got the wisdom of an elderly person. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and take those two. Okay, thank you, Chanel. We'll take two more. We got who else going to give another situation?
This is Micah.
Okay, Micah.
Your friend is about to get into a relationship with someone who's over 18. What would you tell them?
How old is your friend?
The friend is underaged.
Okay, is that 17, 15, 12, 10?
15.
All right, they're 15, and they're about to get in a relationship with somebody who is maybe in their 20s or so?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what would you tell them? State your name and tell us what you would tell them. Come on, somebody. An adult.
I'm good. This is Mary. I would want the younger person to question.
I'm Sister. Sorry, Sister Mary. We can't hear you. Say it again.
Yeah. If the young person could be mature enough, even in their young age, to question how much the older person valued the young person. Because if the older person really valued the younger person, they would not possibly be thinking about being in any relationship other than an older person helping the younger person to learn about the Lord or learn to grow into an older person. If that's making
all
sense.
Right, thank you so much, Sister Mary Nichols. Thank you so much. All right, we got one more. I think we got one more. Do we have two more situations?
This is Lily.
Okay.
Your friend's thinking up a house at night, and he or she wants you to go with them.
Okay, so your friend's sneaking out at night without the parents' permission, and they want you to go with them. What would you tell them? All right, somebody who hasn't answered, we need a... answer to this situation. Hello? Somebody?
Hi, I'm Leah. I would say that I wouldn't want people to go and sneak off without their parents' knowledge, they should just stay at home.
Okay, what's your name again?
It's Leah. Leah Nichols.
Leah?
I would say, yes, I would say not to, they shouldn't go off and sneak off with their friend. Because their friend evidently didn't value parents or his parents, so they also found a pretty not good friend at all.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Leah. All right, any more situations? We got another situation, Turner family?
Yes, ma'am. This is Tyrese.
Okay, go ahead, Tyrese.
Your friend is listening to trap music, and as he listens to it, he's starting to look more like the person. For example, he's dyeing his hair, like bleaching his hair, and is getting earrings, tattoos. What do you tell that person?
All right, friend doing weird stuff, bleaching their hair, earrings, tattoos, maybe black clothes, black lipstick, any kind of stuff, weird stuff. What would you tell them?
Okay, say your name.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Cadence Walker.
What's your name?
Cadence Walker.
Cadence Walker, okay.
I think it's fine as long as the parents know that they have given him permission to do that, or as long as it doesn't become obsessive or completely it's messing him up mentally, him or her.
Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, a lot of times we have to go to God and pray and say, Lord, should I dress like this? Lord, I'm a child of the King. Do you want me to wear this? Is it about my appearance or is it about my inner man and how you want me to be?
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about those things, okay? Thank you all so much for the situation. Well, we got the Turner family singing Jesus on the Main Line. Jesus on the Main Line.
Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. Oh, call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, call him up and tell him. Call him up and tell him.
If you feel the mood, you
call him up and tell him.
If you want it, you got to
call him up and tell him.
Acting up, you
call him up and tell him.
Problem being your family,
call him up and tell him what you want.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, we're going to be praying shortly. Right now we have Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte with the song of praise from Metairie, Louisiana. Good evening, Sister Gloria Dean. How are you?
Can you hear me? Fine, thank you. Just listening
okay.
To the children is doing so well. Everything is beautiful.
Amen.
Praise God in a life. Praise God. They're just wonderful. They're really doing well. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What are you going to sing?
Well, I'm going to sing this it's a little short song, but it's for the children. You
okay.
know? It's short. It's very short, but it's for them. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Praise God. That's for the children.
Amen.
Truly.
Praise the Lord.
See the love of the Lord within them. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
We love the Lord. We love everybody Amen. With the love of the Lord. Okay, thank you so much. Well, we have so many mighty people of God on here tonight. This woman of God is gifted and talented. She's from the island of South Asia. She's Asia, known as Sri Lanka. I may be pronouncing it bad, but she could do it. She is a prayer warrior and intercessor. She has a prophetic gift. I introduce to you Tekla from Sri Lanka. She's going to pray for a short prayer for the families in Sri Lanka. How you doing tonight, Sister Tekla?
I'm doing well, and I'm so blessed just to listen to y'all. That's amazing to hear how y'all are taking part and our families taking part. This is amazing. I'm excited for all of you.
Amen.
May God be with all of you and bless you. And bless you, Corita, for what you're doing too.
Thank you so much. God bless you. All right, ready for the prayer.
I'm just going to give you a little bit about my country before I pray, so you can agree
with me. Make it very short, because we need to move on, okay?
Okay. I come from a small island just below India, but we have 22 million people, and out of that, almost 90% of them or 75% of them Buddhists, and very little Christians, and next group is Hindus and Muslims. But the Christians are very little, but many are getting saved, and people are getting saved there, and there's a lot of internal trouble there. Pray for the children, and because people are getting saved, there's a lot of persecution among the Christians. They are burning churches, and they're hurting children. So agree with me that especially the children in my country, as I pray for them. Father, I bring before thy throne room all the children in Sri Lanka. I thank you. I thank you that you placed me in that nation. I thank you that I was born in that country. And I thank you for every child that is born in Sri Lanka, as a Sri Lankan, whether they are Buddhists or Christians or Hindus or Muslims, for every child that is born in that island, I praise and thank you. And now I call forth, Lord, you died for each one of them. It doesn't matter from which family they come from. It doesn't matter what their parents are believing in. It does not matter to you, but it matters that each child gets to know you. And I pray that each child born in that nation will have an opportunity to hear the gospel and become followers of Jesus Christ. For your blood was shed on the cross of Calvary for each one of these children, and your blood speaks before the Father for each one of these children. Lord, I thank you for revealing yourself to them. Immaterial of which family they're born to, which religion their parents are following or what they're following, that I ask you, Lord, Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua, your son, that you will send angels to minister to them. And Yeshua, Jesus, I ask that you will reveal yourself through dreams and visions, that you will send teachers and preachers, and the ones who are there will have every opportunity to reach out to them. Thank you, Father. Thank you that these children will have every opportunity to hear the word of God. And not only the children, but even their parents will get saved. We thank you, Father, for this. We thank you for every child in that nation become a follower of Jesus Christ, will become a preacher and a teacher. They will become mighty prophets. They will become pastors and evangelists. And we thank you for what you're doing in that nation and what you're going to do. We thank you for calling out for each child, that you have a destiny for each of these children, and that each child will grow up to fulfill your destiny to become a mighty follower of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Powerful prayer. Thank you so much, Tekla. We appreciate you coming on tonight. Well, we're moving right along. I thank God for the elders. You know, we have a lot of elderly people in our lines. I thank God for Mother Fanny, Mother Sneed, Mother Ludell, Mother Glory Dean, Mother Scruggs, and more. I honor them tonight. Mother Fanny is on with us. She's going to sing a song of praise tonight.
No.
Good evening, Mother Fanny. How are you? Mother Fanny, are you still there? All right. She may have gone off. She had to wait for quite a while, but I thank God that Jesus is on the main line. I'm going to ask Prophetess Inez. Are you still there? Prophetess Inez, you still there? All right, she may not be there. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Sister G, yes, I'm here.
Okay. Cool. Would you mind praying for our nation, America? Would you say a brief prayer for our nation, America?
No, I don't mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will bless our nation. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus that's covering this nation. We thank you, Father, that you will cover our leaders. We thank you that you will cover all of our government, Lord, all of, hallelujah, cover our borders, Father. We plead the blood over our borders, over our national security, Father, over our power grid, over our waterways, over our airwaves, Father, over our military, Father, our first responders, Father, over the police, over all of our citizens, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke this black-on-black crime situation. We rebuke the crime in the nation. We plead the blood against the diseases, Father, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over the children and the school situation, Father. We decree divine protection for every citizen, and we thank you, Father, that you'll bring America back to God, that you'll let your spirit fall, let all of the hallelujah conviction come upon the nation, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, for angels encamped round about this nation. We thank you, Lord, for you're going to bless America, that America's going to bless you, and we bless you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that the weapons formed against us by other nations won't prosper. We thank you that you'll keep us on 24/7 watch, and nothing will be able to get under our radar, Father, and that we'll turn, hallelujah, from our wicked ways, turn to you. We thank you, Lord, for revival in the land, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. All right. Sister Mary Nichols, are you still there? Hello? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Hello? All right. I'm going to ask Pastor Turner if you could pray for every continent in the world, all of the continents, all seven of them.
In the mighty name of Jesus, again, we come before you totally depleted, Lord God. Lord God, we bless your name for every continent right now tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we unify with our angels to go wherever we cannot go. So, Lord God, we place those angels over every continent right now in the mighty name of Jesus, coming against the manipulation of the air right now in the mighty name of Jesus, scrambling the radars right now. Whatever is holding the mantle over those cities, over those continents right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind that spirit right now and snatch that mantle in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we go in because you made us a fortified wall, Lord God. And we glorify your name, and no one can pluck us out in the name of Jesus. We pray the blessings, and we pray Psalms 148 over every continent right now. They shall yield forth fruit. It shall yield forth love. It shall over a murdering spirit. It shall yield forth healthiness over a sick world. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, anyone that is going to come into the kingdom, they will come into the kingdom with no hindrance right now. We speak that in the atmosphere, and it will be effective right now as saints of God right now. It's unifying in this prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the increase over the land. We thank you for increase over the businesses. We thank you for increase over the grass. I don't care what it is, if it's the grass, if it's the trees, whatever needs to be increased, we speak that by faith right now, and we will see the evidence over every continent in this world right now. Everything, the heads too, even the leaders over the continents right now, we speak increase to that as well in the name of Jesus, that they will come to the knowledge of you, Lord God, and we praise your name for it being effective immediately. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I tell you what, these prayers are powerful. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Gloria Dean if she will pray a brief prayer for the elderly all over the world. We're about to close out. Gloria Dean, you still there?
Yes, I'm here now. What is it?
Can you pray for the elderly people all over the world?
Oh, yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Father. God, we just give you glory, praise, and honor, God, as we come boldly to your throne of grace and mercy, God, for your help. And God, we thank you for your mercy. Father God, we just pray for all the elders right now, God, of this world, God. All of them, each and every one of them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Wherever they are ailing in their bodies right now, God, we pray, Father God, that you touch and just begin to heal them mightily, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, all these other things that they may be worried about, that they worry about because it's only the enemy. In the enemy, God, and we thank you, Lord, for all of the elders, God, all of them, all over the world. We thank you for their grandchildren, their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, God. We thank you, Lord, for the love that they're giving to them, Father, for all of them, Father, all of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, God. We just give you glory and praise, Father. Oh, God, we just come against all the powers of the devil trying to just do things against the elderly, Father God. But, Father God, we know that they're being taken care of because you take care of, no matter what's going on in the world, God, you are taking care of all the elders today, God. You have even prepared nursing homes and everything, God. You have other places, God, where they can go and worship you, Father God, where they can live, places, God, where they don't have to starve. There are different buildings, different organizations, God, bringing food for the elders, God. They don't have to worry about anything, God. You're taking care of the elders all over the world today, God, all over this world, God, because you created this world. You created families, God. You created the elders. You are the creator, God, and we thank you, Father God, for your creation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your love, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and for all of the elders right now, God, we pray, God, that you preserve them from all evil. Preserve their souls, God. Preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Whew, thank the Lord. Well, we're getting very close out soon. Family Vacation Bible School will not be on until next Monday on the 27th. We will return. Pardon me?
Excuse me.
Yes.
My children have something for you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That touched my heart. Thank you all so much. I love you, love you, love you. Yes, I think. Oh, my God. I thank the Lord he allowed me to be 37 back with 73 today. Hallelujah. 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 I praise my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Birthday.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you all, my grandchildren, for that beautiful song. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. I thank you, Lord.
Can we pray for you?
Who is this?
This is Tekla. Can we pray for you?
Okay, sure. Okay, go ahead.
Ora me se tiende se bandere le estere bandere tora tiende tora bandar core se bandere. Abba Father, we thank you for the mighty, this mighty woman of God. We're sold out to you, Lord. Her heart is for the children, not only of
of in Florida, not only in different parts of America, but throughout the length and breadth of the world. Lord, we thank you for her desire to minister to the children. And we thank you for anointing her and burdening her and giving a huge heart, a heart of love, to touch these lives all over the world in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that instead of being 73, that she will become 37. Her mind, her body, her spirit, and soul will be get younger day by day by day with your divine anointing, that you will reverse the order, Lord, and so that she'll be able to minister to your children daily. Thanks for blessing her in every area of her life, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually and financially, that she be able to see, that she be able to hear from you and be able to see things of God, and be so that she can encourage the other children. We praise and thank you for a double portion of your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that birthday prayer. I appreciate it. I receive it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Anybody got anything they want to say before we close out?
I love you, Sister G. Thank God. I'm thankful for you.
Love you too, Prophetess Ardez. All right. Okay, well, we're going to ask Tyrese if he'll say a closing prayer for us. We appreciate it. And Pastor Turner's going to pray some music for us.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown. We honor you for all you do, Lord Jesus. We give you our lives, Lord Jesus. Thank you for leading and guiding us, Lord God. We thank you for this radio station in the name of Jesus. Thank you for prospering in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the words we've heard sticking to us in the name of Jesus. And everyone on this line in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing them, Lord God. We submit to you, Lord Jesus. Your will be done in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for change coming around this earth in the name of Jesus. Let people worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. Thank you for breaking strongholds in the name of Jesus. Angels, we call forth assistance from them in the name of Jesus. All through our lives, we thank you for being with us, Lord Jesus. We want to tell you we love you and we reverence you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Tyrese. Oh, my God, powerful, powerful prayers tonight. Hallelujah. Well, I love each of you. You already know God loves you more than I have the capacity to do so. I say have a God-filled night, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Hallelujah. Get the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Love y'all.
Thank you.
Love you. God bless you. God bless you.
Love you.
Love you. Thank y'all.
Love you. Love everybody.
Yes, yes, yes.